This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Okay, so Dave, I spent all this week wearing heels.
Which is like WTF,
yes.
You know, like.
But Saturday we went shopping.
Yeah, look, I cherish any moment I get with you, so shoe shopping, it was funny.
Yeah.
I felt like a TV crew should have been with us.
Really?
No, really, like you were surrounded by heels and I just go, no, that's a sight you don't see every day.
Yeah, there was just like, how it started was there was a barrage of options that were thrown my way and basically I sat there and thought, oh God, I don't want to wear any of these. And like, to be honest, like there were some ridiculous choices, like these bright pink ones and, you know, just red suede. I was never going to go that way. Never.
Not that way inclined.
And so we pulled out this pair of black and white shoes because it matches with everything I wear.
Black and white is easy going. I mean, the shoe kind of looks like a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
It's black and white striped. It is sexy. I mean, I have to say, I don't give Jade enough credit when it comes to picking female shoes. Because naturally, you kind of wear very androgynous kind of unisex shoes.
Yeah, I wear runners.
You wear runners. Yeah. Okay, let's not beat around a bush.
Yeah.
So I thought you would make some really faux pas, you know, major faux pas when it comes to picking heels. But you end up picking some really sexy heels.
Well, it has gone down really well around here, besides the giggles. I spent some time this week. I'll just explain my week. So I, at my office job, or my corporate job, if you will, I work with just a whole stack of girls.
And they all wear heels.
Well, they don't really wear heels so much. They all wear very girly shoes. And so, of course, when I brought in these shoes and put them on, they all thought it was like a mighty laugh. that then proceeded to have taunts about walk in them, walk in them, walk in them. And then we had long discussions about how you actually have to walk on your like toe, heel. And that is completely unnatural.
That sounds like the cha-cha to me.
Yeah.
I do not do toe, heel.
Okay, how are you doing it?
I just stand really.
Yeah.
I stand and I don't move.
Yeah, and so I work in an office and I've got wheelie chairs. I made sure that I spent most of my time wheeling myself around the office.
That is cheating.
To not stand up. And, you know, I found myself making these really weird deliberations like, you know, where the toilet is in my office is at the opposite end of a really large building to where my office is. And it was like,
Do you want to wheel yourself into the toilet?
Maybe I can hold it. Like those kinds of things.
Walking suddenly became a chore in heels.
It did become a chore. And I was actually, you know, we had all of these, I had, you know, lessons by, you know, these girls in the office. It just didn't work. I just wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, every meeting has to come to me.
There is no way I'm walking to your
walking,
desk.
Yes.
We can intercom. It is the 21st century. You can CCBCC me.
And such is my reputation that my manager actually said, has said to one of the other staff that she noticed that I was wearing heels. And she said, I just didn't want to ask. because I knew that there was something like just ridiculously askew.
There's something wrong with this picture. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and heels in general, like, because I'm sure there are people out there going, has she just not worn heels in many years and just thought,
I've never worn heels.
Ever. Isn't that right?
No, I've never worn heels.
You've picked 5-inch heels, which J-Lo would go dancing in.
So I do feel very tall. I've heard remarks like I feel I look more intimidating and with my corporate look and then my heels.
Power heels.
Yeah, my power heels. I'm totally powered up. And then, I also get comments like, the laughing and it's actually kind of good. But my feet are killing me. Trying to negotiate walking even on the slightest hill, I can't do it. I have to hold on to people.
How are you doing stairs all week?
This is the thing, Dave. When I leave a building, I do the office lady thing.
Oh, no, you did not.
And pull my walking shoes out.
Oh, you pull your runners out of your bag. Yeah. And it's such a sight to see when you're at a train station at 9 in the morning, all these beautifully dressed ladies in their greys and pinstripes. And then
the bright white when it runners.
Oh, they're not even white. They're grey with fluoro green streaks through them. And you go, you've had this since year 10.
Mm.
It's obvious.
Mm.
But thank you so much for going through this trouble and effort to do the ultimate shoe swap for us.
That's okay, Dave.
It's a very special cause, of course.
Yeah.
It is, of course, Radiothon week here at Joy 94.9, where we're calling for members and we're asking for your support for this wonderful station that is truly a very diverse voice for our LGBTIQ community.
Yeah.
It's the alphabet soup community, as we like to call it. If you haven't already become a member,
you can call us 9699-2949. Please call and become a member and support Joy and support this show.
Absolutely. In the meantime, this is Tegan and Sarah with Back in Your Head. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.